Oh, another road trip to Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, wow. they had Alexandria.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they got someplace else. They got, Acadiana. Acadiana. There you go.
That's Lafayette.
Acadiana.
That'd be great.
The cane cutters they are.
Are they now?
The Acadiana cane cutters.
Yeah, right.
I guess I'm guessing that's sugar cane.
I guess so.
Probably so.
Sure.
Yep. Now it's time for people who will never buy a lottery ticket.
Is this a contest?
No.
Oh.
No,
I'm in.
Okay. Oh, well, no. Okay, I'm sorry.
I have bought
one. Or people who don't have to buy a lottery ticket.
That would be the thing to say. People who don't have to buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, well, I do need to win, but.
Yeah.
But okay. I do. I cut down my chances every week.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
I'm not buying a
ticket. So anyway, this would be the richest people in America.
Yeah.
Forbes has put out their list one more time of the richest
Warren
people.
Warren Buffett, Bill
Gates.
Yeah,
I know. Same old people over and over again.
Yeah,
gone.
So yeah, and they can't give me a million.
Yeah. Why?
Warren won't even give his kids a million.
He each give me $500,000. What's the big deal?
But you know, what Warren did was Warren gave stock to each of his kiddos and gave them the opportunity to move forward from there with whatever they wanted to do. And I think one of them is a singer or something like that. And, he's got his own little thing going on.
And he's probably told them all, that's all you're going to get, right?
He's probably still got his Berkshire Hathaway stock, and that's fine. But anyway. But Bill Gates is number one, $54 million.
Yeah, million?
Billion dollars.
I was going to say. Did one of his stocks go bad?
He spent $54 yesterday. Warren Buffett, $45 billion. Larry Ellison from Oracle. And
I think Gates calls Buffett every day and says, I got you by nine.
There are three Waltons in the top eight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Grandpa and
John Boy.
Oh, yeah. Michael Bloomberg, he's number 10. He's in at $18 billion. But let's look at our neighbors. Why don't we look at the people nearby and see how they're doing? Texans.
Uh-huh.
Richest Texan would be Alice Walton of Fort Worth, Texas.
She'd be a Walmart lady?
She'd be, yep.
Okay.
$20 billion.
Assuming there.
Michael Dell.
Uh-huh. From Round Rock.
$14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Beal, who's owns Beal Bank and some real estate, $6 billion. See, now we're getting down into single-digit billions.
the poor folk.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charles Butt, he'd be the supermarket guy.
Exactly.
And then let's see, Richard Kinder.
Charles Butt owns an island with a lighthouse in Port Aransas.
Okay.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's one of his.
Have you ever been?
He
tells you to get out and stay out.
He actually rents it out as a bed and breakfast. It's not a working lighthouse, but it's like a bed and breakfast, and it's a little island with a lighthouse, right?
So
he's not. No, wait, is he bringing you toast and marmalade in the morning?
I think he's got people for that.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what are you going to do as far as taxing him once you become mayor of Port Aransas?
How's that
going to
work?
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that. A little something for the mayor's fund.
Well, it's probably hard to get the property evaluation because there aren't a lot of comps for islands with lighthouse. Let me see. I was looking around and I couldn't find any others around here.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure about that.
Okay.
Anyway, good for them. And those are the rich people. And as Chase said,
but the Gateses are still number one.
Yeah, good for them.
And I do say good for them. I really do, because unless I find out just something horrible about them, all I ever read is about their charitable foundations much money of that money that they give. I mean, they keep a lot of it. Obviously, they're not hurting, but they give an awful lot of money to charitable organizations foundations.
Yeah, I was trying to find somebody who did something really neat and different, but there's just a lot of the Google guys are in there. You know, I was just hedge funds. Oh, here we go. Jacqueline Mars is worth $10 billion, and she's the candy lady from the Mars. See, there's Thoris Mars, John Mars, and Jacqueline Mars,
and your M&Ms and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, and unlike Hershey, M&M Mars is privately held.
Right, those three, Thoris, John, and Jackie, all making like a lot of money off of. I think they have cat food too. They do that.
But I don't want to hear that.
Well, I don't think they use the same trucks.
What about the same equipment? What about the same conveyor belt?
I don't think they do that either.
Yeah. What about the same zip code?
Excuse me. I have to read on labels that, you know, my deliciously smooth chocolate product may be made in the same equipment with peanuts. Well, you know what? If I wanted peanuts, I'd buy a Mr. Good Bar. But I don't. So what's to say that they're not mixing in, you know, little kibble?
Hey, Jack in the Box used to be owned by Purina.
That's
maybe
right.
They still are.
You never know.
You
never
know. You know.
Yeah. Now, this one is kind of interesting. A billionaire.
They're still trying to overcome it, I believe.
A billionaire who lives in Austin. He's 66 years old. His name is John Paul DeHoria. And he made his money off hair products and tequila.
Together?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's
I'll bet he made more off of hair products.
That's pretty good.
Because a lot of people, after one time of excess with tequila, they're done.
Yeah, that's true. Others will continue to use stuff for their hair.
Yeah, you can't excess on hair products.
No. Well, you can, but it doesn't have the same side effects.
Yeah, that's probably right. You can remember what you did last night, even after you put too much hair product.
You don't have the old Willie Nelson problem.
7:20. All right, women on college campuses being paid $500 each to hand out KFC coupons while wearing fitted sweatpants with the words "Double Down" sandwiches on the side. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Oh, excuse me, it's on the back, actually. Double Down. Just says double over here and then down right there. Of course, if you hired girls who actually ate at KFC, there'd be room to spell out a lot more, but, you know, that's what they got the double down. Here's what happened. KFC sales in the U.S. are down, and they're trying to perk up the business a little bit, if you will. Mm-hmm. USA Someday says the chain revealed that over 60% of U.S. Americans age 18 to 25, 60% of 18 to 25s cannot identify who Colonel Sanders is on the logo.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, it is. But, I mean, obviously, they're working into a new market trying to generate new long-term customers. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, that tequila and hair care thing, you know, you drink too much tequila, it makes your hair stand up, so it must be the same.
That's what it is. Hello?
Hey, that guy in Austin has a lot of guys on both ends, sells them the tequila when they're young and then sells them the hair when they get old.
It could be that, I think it's taking care of the hair you have as opposed to new hair, but I'm not exactly sure, but nonetheless. Not
really.
Sure. Don't know. But
that's hair in a can.
Well, that's, hey, what an idea. I think, Ron Popeil was here for that. Yeah. Anyway.
That was an unfortunate sound, really.
Because it didn't sound like that at all when we sprayed it on Tom's head. It didn't. What was great is it didn't match. You know, the color didn't match. I mean,
that's,
I guess
that's,
you kind of have to test it a little bit. But, you know, aside from that, very uncomfortable situation. Anyway, so 18 to 25, 60% of them cannot identify who Colonel Sanders is. So, we'll see how that works out. I have, and I don't know if they've been on the A&M campus. I don't know if we've heard any reports of that or not. But girls handing out coupons for the Double Down, which is a great product. It's not as good as the Famous Bowl, but it's not bad.
Well, after all, what is?
Yeah, that's right. So until now, customers have been flocking to El Tonayesta, which is a taco truck for $1.75 tacos. Now, and they're in the Bay Area.
I guess they've got their health license displayed prominently,
with their latest grade.
They have become rated by Zagat.
Zagat.
Zagat. Yeah.
They're rated or rated? Okay.
R-A-T-E-D.
Yeah. Good point, Tom.
E-D.
Difference between the D and the T in there. They've been rated.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal.
This Pirates?
Is the first time that Zagat has rated a taco truck.
Well.
So, are we headed in that direction?
One of the most delicious breakfast tacos I've had in this fair city was from a taco truck.
Okay, but I'm saying, is that where we're going? I mean, is that the next step? They'll have a new...
Well, that's just a matter of time because, you know, then you'll have some show on Travel Channel, you know.
There is a food show called Food Trucks or something.
Yeah, that's a competition, though. That's a reality show.
Okay.
I'm talking about, you know, today we're in Greenville, Texas, going to find the best taco truck.
You know, I can say Chase reporting some morning on a high-speed chase between the health inspector and a taco truck. You know, it ended peacefully in Coryell County.
And I understand what
Don
you're
Don Plitt,
saying.
Friend of the show, you know, running them down. So,
but my thought is, if you are in fact going to rate those mobile feeding stations, Don't you have to wait 24 hours?
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You may be a lot of good things in your life, but maybe one of them is not necessarily being the top marketing expert. That's okay. Not everybody can be at the top of any particular category. But when it's time to sell your home, you want to deal with someone who knows how to market your home to potential buyers. That's where Zweiker & Associates Real Estate comes in. Because what Zweiker & Associates Real Estate will do is they will make sure that your home tends to rise above all the other homes in your home category, shall we say, that are also for sale. How do they do that? They do it by making sure that your home looks good. Presentation, staging. Another thing they do that's really interesting, virtual tours. They make your home come alive. You go to their website, you will see virtual tours of homes that are for sale that they are marketing, and you will be amazed. Check them out today, zarealestate.com. Let the marketing experts at Zweiker & Associates market your home, zarealestate.com.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today around 91, 20% chance of showers, 73 for a low tonight. Probably a 20% chance of showers on Friday and Friday night with the same numbers. And same thing as far as the temperatures are concerned on Saturday, but we'll up the chance of rain to 40% during the day and in the evening. Probably won't make 90 on Sunday and Monday because there'll be some clouds out there. And lows will probably be in the middle 60s, so that'll be kind of pleasant. Right now we have fair skies out there, and it's 72 degrees.